right. We're playing dress up over here today. That's right. We have the Cinderella Project that is coming up. Let's see. I think that's March 10th is when they actually are going to have the dresses on display right there at the Greenwood Mall. And I have Don Poudabaugh Hodges here with us, who's all the way from Kansas, originally from Kansas. Did you bring Toto, too?
No, we have cats.
You have cats?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Don is an attorney working in the solicitor's office. Now, what do you handle any particular type of cases or anything, Don?
I run our juvenile arbitration program for first-time nonviolent juvenile offenders, and I also write and oversee some grants in the office.
Okay. So... Now, the arbitration program, that's been an excellent program. We ought to just talk about that since we have you sitting right here, and I know you've got another training session coming up for anybody that's interested.
Absolutely. We, the community arbitration program works with first-time nonviolent juvenile offenders to keep them out of the court system and to keep their record clear if they cooperate. And I think a lot of times the kids have done things that some of us may have done when we were that age and weren't subject to going to court for, and had we ever gotten caught, we would have never done it again. And that's what these programs are directed at. Kids who made a mistake can learn from it and to keep them out of the juvenile court system.
What age do they have to be? What age under?
The kids we work with are ages 12 to 16. Once they're 17, they're considered an adult in the state of South Carolina. So they're 12 to 16, and then we use volunteers from the community to actually conduct the hearings with the kids and the officers and the victims on the case.
And you've had good success with this program.
We do. We do. It's a statewide program. We have it in all 16 circuits in the state now. The Eighth Circuit has had it since 1998, I believe, and I've been at the solicitor's office since 1999. And it has been a great program, keeps hundreds of kids out of the court system just in our circuit every year. It, you know, it's really good, and it gets the community involved in the justice system and working with kids, provides them some good role models. It and it allows people to be involved with the system and work with kids. It's totally on the volunteer schedule. It's not particularly time intensive.
Well, this is a great way for people that have an interest in kids and have an interest in justice working together. The thing that I've always been impressed about the program is the fact that justice can be what the parties worked out. It's not like a straight, you know, you did this, and therefore that's what you're going to pay for the crime. They work out the best alternative for the victim and for the child that has done this grievous thing.
Absolutely. Every case is individual. The sanctions are not the same for every case. It's up for the arbitrator and the hearing participants, the victim, the parent, and the kid and the officer to decide what is appropriate in that case. We want, first of all, for the kid to make amends for what they have done. We want this to be a learning experience for them and something that they end up to be a teaching experience so they don't repeat the offense. The sanctions can range. The arbitrator can give them anything from paying restitution if they damaged somebody's car, stole somebody's property and damaged it. It can be community service. If in talking with the parent there's any suggestion that there might be a drug and alcohol problem, we can have them tested and require them to go to counseling to treat that problem or mental health counseling. We can do any of the sanctions of ideas, and it's up to the participants to decide what they think is the most appropriate thing in that case. We have lots of different options, lots and lots of selections that can be made for a case.
Yeah, I know that we've been the recipient of some of those type of things, mischief, shall we call it, and just writing a heartfelt I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and
we
not
had a...
just saying, I'm sorry.
Yes, we do require the kids to mean it. And there was a case in Abbeville some years back where the victim was at the hearing and the kids were at the hearing, and it was that the boy had hit her son, and all the victim wanted was for the boy to look at her son and give a heartfelt apology. He did that at the hearing, and it was over right then. And then the boys, you know, that really helps to all sit down at the table, talk about, you know, what harm it has caused. You know, kids are wired when they're teenagers. Not everything is developing as quickly. Hormones are faster than brain cells and connections, and those things are going on. And they tend to be very self-centered and don't realize how their actions impact other people.
Sure. Now, just out of curiosity, are you having any more cases to do because of bullying, you know, since that's become such a big part, and you were just talking about some kid hitting another kid? Have we seen more action on that on the juvenile department?
We do have a lot of fighting cases. Schools and assaults from schools. We did a lot of those.
It's such a shame because, you know, back in the day, kids used to go out and have a little dust up and everybody got up afterwards and it was over, you know?
I think things are very different now. Where I went to school at, nobody fought at school during school hours.
Mm-hmm.
That was really not allowed, and nobody would dare do it. We had a cemetery behind our school, and if anybody was so inclined, they went to the cemetery after school for their fight.
Right.
But they didn't behave in school like a lot of them are behaving now.
And it's a different era, too. I mean, nowadays there's other things that pose a bigger threat than just a fist punch.
Sure.
There's other things, weapons and...
Yeah, I mean, we're dealing with a whole different thing, and that is Angie Castillo right here on WLMA. That's right. She's jumping in and helping us out. She works for the Eighth Circuit right here, and she, of course, is helping out in a big, big way on the Cinderella Project. But just to go back to one more time, now, are you looking for volunteers, are you?
We are. We're doing a training. It will be starting March 13th. It will be Tuesday and Thursday evenings from 5:30 to 8:30 in the evening. We are required by our contract with the State Department of Juvenile Justice to conduct a 21-hour training. So it will be 7 evenings, March 13th and 15th and 20th, and then that Thursday off. I won't be able to be there. I'll be the fundraiser. And then March 27th and 29th, and then the following week, April 3rd and 5th. So it is a 21-hour training. It's not all me. We do talk about how the juvenile justice system works, how the justice system works in general in South Carolina, in the criminal justice system. We talk about resources in the community, how to talk and work with kids, the kind of questions to ask them, the kind of things to look for. We'll have somebody from Cornerstone come in and talk about trends in drugs now,
mm-hmm.
What's popular with kids and some things to look for and to help the parents to look for. We have people come in and talk about, we have different speakers come in and talk. I'm drawing a blank, I apologize.
Okay.
But we have a lot of other speakers come in. So it is interesting. We won't go till 8:30 every night. I provide snacks. I like to bake, so there will be things to eat. Angie went through my training before she was at the solicitor's office and...
It's a good program. It's a good program, Angie.
It's an excellent program. The training's awesome.
The training's awesome. Did you ever arbitrate cases?
I did.
And what was your experience out of arbitrating those? What did you find?
I had a lot of fighting cases, I found that the training, you really have to jump in. The training does prepare you, but until you actually do it, you're really not sure how you're going to handle the situation. And the best thing I liked about it was that you can tailor those sanctions to meet, you know, each case.
It's not like if you...
You don't have to say, you know, okay, you were fighting, so you have to do this.
Right.
You can put a little creative spin on it, and I think the kids learn more that way.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the return rate, shall we say, of kids that go through this program? Any idea?
They had done a study years ago, and they're redoing one, and I don't know if they have the results from that. They had done one a number of years back, and it was of kids who successfully completed the arbitration program. 91% of them did not reoffend. The number may not be that high now, I don't know, but it is pretty successful, and it's directed at those kids who probably won't reoffend again and those kids whose can be really impacted by this kind of program. The training is a very long training, but once they complete the training, cases are set around their schedule. I have some folks who are retired and do it during the day. I have some folks who work and do it in the evening after they work. So it's totally flexible. Of course, we cover Greenwood, Abbeville, Lawrence, and Newberry counties. So we're looking for volunteers, you know, for those counties. Yes. We have... You know, and in terms of a time commitment, you can do one hearing a week. You can do one hearing a month. You're going to be gone next month, so you don't want to have any hearings because you're on vacation and you're really busy with work. That's fine. The next month, you can come back and pick it up. To participate in the training, our volunteers, we do have requirements from our volunteers that are also in our state contract. They must be at least 21 years of age. They must have a high school diploma or equivalency. And we do a SLED criminal record check and a DSS child abuse registry check on everybody. Our office does pay for those, but we do those checks to make sure that our volunteers have a clear history also.
All right. So this is an excellent program if you'd like to sign up. Now, how do they sign up, Dawn?
Call the office. My number is 864-942-8843, and just leave a message with your name and telephone number, and you're interested in this program. I'm not in the office today, obviously, but when I get back to the office, I will return those calls, send you the paperwork. Our paperwork is on our website, but I can also send it to you and talk to you about it a little more if you're interested in volunteering. We need all kinds of volunteers, not just people who normally work with kids, but anybody who is interested in the program.
Absolutely, and I'm sure that brings a lot of variety to it, having a lot of different
mm-hmm.
people involved in the program.
Yeah, we have engineers. We have Lander students. We have retired teachers. We have ministers. We have all kinds of just a medley of people who just
want to work. How many cases roughly do you handle in a year?
We get about 300 referrals a year through our office. Those are just the first-time offenders that are, because of their charges, eligible for arbitration. Not every first-time offender goes through, but the ones that are. Most of the cases we deal with are the fighting, shoplifting or theft cases, larceny cases, malicious damage cases, possession of alcohol, possession of marijuana, no drug dealers or anything like that, but kids who are caught with something like that. Those are the majority of our cases.
And if you were an arbitrator, you would feel safe doing this? I mean, that's always a question that you hear. Do you feel safe being in this position?
Well, I'll let Andrew refer to that, but we do have the hearings in public places. We can use our office conference room. We use the Sheriff's Department in Abbeville. We've used the courthouse. We use the library here in Greenwood. They've been great with us. We use conference rooms around places. They don't meet with the kids at their homes. They meet with them at a place that is approved by us that is a public place, courthouse or some library.
How about you, Angie? Did you ever feel any fear?
I never felt any threat for that reason. I mean, there's designated places where you can meet, and I normally would meet at the sheriff's office with families.
And we've never really had a problem. Sometimes a parent might get a little upset about something, but you can just, you know, say we're going to take a break for a few minutes. But I don't think, by and far, they're very good kids. They're, you know, parents trying their hardest. It's not hardened criminals.
Well, and this is an opportunity for them to make right what happened so
yes.
that they don't have a record. And in
yes.
today's world, you don't want to have a record.
Right. Even as a kid, you know, back in the day when they'd say your record is sealed
right.
once you turn 18, I don't know if that's true or how long that will be true if you're applying for the military or one of the scholarships. I don't know how those things work.
So this is an excellent program. So if you'd like to be part of it, Dawn, how about give them your telephone number one more time?
Absolutely. 864-942-8843.
All right. Well, give her a call. She would love to talk to you about it. Hey, we're going to be talking about the Cinderella Project right here. That's right. If you've got gowns, if you've got jewelry. In fact, Angie brought some of the jewelry that somebody donated, a big box of jewelry. So let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking about the Cinderella Project. We have Dawn Pudabaugh Hodges here with us. We have Angie Castillo Lana here with us. And Angie, this is a project that is just so close to your heart, isn't it?
I do love the project. It gives any girl, any high school girl, the chance to go to prom, no matter what her economic circumstance is.
And it costs so much to go to a prom anymore, doesn't it?
It costs a lot of money.
Right.
You know?
So what does the project exactly do?
Hopefully it provides everything that she needs to be a Cinderella that night, a dress, jewelry, shoes. Sometimes there's dinner tickets, and sometimes there's hairdos involved. We've had local businesses donate all these things. We've had local cleaners donate cleanings for the dresses. Just about anything that you can think of that goes into getting ready for a prom for a girl.
Right.
We've had some business, or somebody from the community has donated that.
Isn't it great? Doesn't it make you feel good?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge community project. So.
Yes,
and we are still accepting donations.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can never have enough.
Well, that's why we're here today.
There are too many needs.
That's right. And you will be accepting donations, what, through March 5th? Is that right?
It says until March 5th. We've taken them up until the day of.
Right.
Because you never know. There's a perfect dress for every girl, and it might just be that one that comes in the day of. Normally, our cutoff date is March 5th. But
the event is actually on March 10th.
On March 10th, beginning at 10 a.m. At the Greenwood Mall. It runs until 4 p.m.
And this is kind of like the running of the brides, isn't it? Don't they all stack up outside ready to come in that door?
They do. Last year, we had a line. I don't even know how many were in line to start with, but it was crazy. But we had the girls lined up for at least an hour and a half before the doors opened. And,
oh, my gosh. But they have some fabulous dresses there.
Wonderful dresses. We have a lot that are donated new by some stores here in the community. And then, of course, those that live in the community donate as well. And many of those dresses are new, and all of them are very gently used. So,
well, the neat thing about it is, too, they can take these dresses and alter them specifically for them. If you've got a dress that's long and you want it short, I mean, it's their dress to do with as they wish.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And some people, we've had girls try to bring them back, and we're like, no, you keep it. You give it to whomever you want to give it to. And it's an honor system. There's no paperwork involved. We take down your name. We have to keep statistics because it's a nonprofit organization.
This is through a legal system, and there's no paperwork. Dawn, how can this be?
Well, okay, for the girls.
For the girls.
It is an honor system. The girls that would like to participate or would like to get a dress or anything needed for prom,
right.
They just need to bring their high school ID.
Correct.
If you don't have a high school ID, if your school does not have a high school ID, you can bring a report card, something from your school.
If you'd rather show a report card than your ID, you might rather show your ID, right?
Well, it depends on if your parents are with you or not.
Now, what schools, I mean, can any buddy that's in high school come to this, or is this just for Greenwood area, or how does this work?
Well, it started out as Greenwood and Abbeville counties. We had a lot of response from Lawrence County, Union County. We had girls coming from Myrtle Beach, just because there are projects offered in different places in the state, and if you miss one project, then of course you can go to another project. So we have girls that do travel because the gas isn't quite as expensive as
buying
a dress and everything that goes with going to the prom. So, you know, it's open to anybody in any county. You just have to show your ID.
Well, this is a phenomenal project, and if you are in need of a dress and you want to be able to get the best selection, I tell you what, March 10th is when this event is. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're still collecting dresses. They have some needs out there. Angie, are there any sizes or anything that you have a need of?
There are. We are in desperate need of size 16 to 22. Our average girl, average size is size 14. We have a lot of dresses, but we want to make sure that every need is met. Also, we're in need of heavy-duty hangers. So if anyone in the community would like to donate those, please call me.
And what's that number to call, Amy?
It's 942. Excuse me, 942-8815.
Okay, 8815. So heavy-duty hangers.
Heavy-duty hangers.
And dresses 16 to 22, is
yes.
that what you were saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are some of the things we need. When we come back after the news, we're going to be looking at this great jewelry that's been donated to the project here. You got to hear this story. You got to hear about all the other things we're going to be talking about. But let's have every high school girl be a Cinderella on prom night. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We'll be back after the news.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Rock and roll. Here, we're just going through this box of jewelry that has been donated. Angie, can you tell us, how did you end up with this box of jewelry? I mean, it's fabulous stuff here, and just the kind of stuff that gals going to a prom would love to have. I'm telling you, look at some of these pieces. Well, you can't see them, but you will be able to see them on the video, folks, so check these out. Man, look at this pin. Now, is that not a great pin?
That's gorgeous. Everything that any of our girls would need, any of our customers would need. We have bracelets, earrings, anything they need.
They can check it out.
Yes.
And, of course, and look at the earrings that you're sporting right now.
Yes.
Yes.
These were donated by Nancy Cook in memory of her sister, Linda Alexander. I asked her about her sister. She said, my sister loved to dress up. And she's not even sure if she wore it all, but she donated some beautiful, beautiful jewelry. And I just want to thank you, Nancy, if you're listening. Everyone will appreciate everything you've donated.
Absolutely. So, you know, this is what it's all about. It's making Cinderellas out of people that, you know, you just can't afford everything you like the way you would like it. I would think that in the last 2 or 3 years you've seen a particular increase
yes.
in need.
Last year especially. We were very concerned about having enough dresses because of the way the economy is right now. We had the majority of our girls who came in, or of our customers that came into the boutique, their parents either had one parent who was unemployed, laid off, or both.
Mm-hmm.
Many had both parents who were not employed at the time because they were layoffs.
Sure.
And so there were many people who told us, thank God for this project, because
otherwise,
we
wouldn't be able to go.
We would have done.
Sure. And I think that's the neat thing about it. This allows a girl to go with spending very, very, very little money. Now, one of the things we wanted to talk about, you said you needed size dresses 16 to 22. You already
exactly.
have a shortage of those.
A shortage on those.
You need lots of shoes. You already have a lot of shoes, but you need more shoes.
Never too many. just like Dawn said, it's better to have more than enough than not enough. And, that way.
You can have 100 pair of shoes, but if everybody's a size 7, not all those shoes are going to be
exactly.
size 7 or match the dresses that they pick out. So we need dresses in all sizes, but particularly those. Shoes, nylons, jewelry.
Makeup.
Handbags, unused makeup.
Unused makeup. If you sell makeup or something with your business or as a business, if you have any colors you don't need anymore or something, or an excess of something, or samples, we would gladly
take
those.
We've actually had someone in Greenwood, it's a Mary Kay salesperson, and she's donated
samples.
Mm-hmm.
Samples.
Sandra Moore. She's donated samples, Mary Kay.
Right.
And, of course, they're unused. And a lot of them can be used just for one night because they come in samples for eyes. You know, your blush, your foundation,
yeah.
the whole bit. So all you've got to do is pick up one pouch, and you're good to go the night.
Well, that is terrific. Now, we were also talking about if someone would like to, a business would like to donate some certificates for nails, hair, any of these type of things, dress cleaning, all of these services certainly would be appreciated.
Right. Dinners for two
mm-hmm.
are very much appreciated. That's another big part of prom night. Many of the girls and her date, the girls will go out with their date to dinner, and sometimes there's no funds for that, so you don't want to pull up to the drive-thru at McDonald's in your prom dress. You'd like to have a nice dinner, and any business here in Greenwood or any county nearby, Abbeville, Lawrence, feel free to make donations to the Cinderella Project. All donations are tax-deductible, and we do have receipts for those.
Absolutely. And now the number to call if somebody is interested in donating here?
864-942-8000. 942-8815.
Okay, 942-8815. Give them a call. If you are looking for a project that is definitely appreciated, you know, and I tell you what, this is such an important time of a young girl's, a young guy's life, but it's such an important time. So if you'd like to be part of this, just give Angie a call up there, 942-8815. If you have any of the items that they're talking about here, they would love to, of course, have those. If you've got, if you're a business and you have the nails, the pedis, the dinner for two, the hair, if you'd, maybe you'd like to have a do a bunch of hair, that would be terrific to help out. If you can only do one or two, hey, that's okay. Looks like we also could use some volunteers to help out with this program, too. Is that on the 10th? Is that what you're talking about, or before then?
Both. Both. We need help with setup. That normally starts a couple of days ahead of time.
And I guess you just really can't take time off of work, can you?
Well, Solicitor Peace has been very accommodating. He, you know, if we do need to take the day before, if, you know, if we need to take some time off, there's no problem.
Well, that's pretty
however,
cool.
We're never at a loss for something to do
yeah,
at work. Unfortunately, we're extremely busy at work,
yeah.
So we prefer
to
do it in the evening. We prefer to have more volunteers, which is the drop-off date for the 5th. It's
right.
Not until the 10th, but we like to get into that space, start sorting the dresses
exactly.
By size, start getting everything hung up, make sure it's appropriate, make sure it's nice, give a little time for some of those wrinkles to shake out if some of them still have wrinkles mm-hmm. in them, and hang them up, get everything organized. It takes a lot of space, and it's a lot of time, but it's so much fun that day when the girls come in. It's so much fun.
And the more volunteers, the better. Just as Dawn was saying, you know, if we have a shortage of volunteers, that means that people are taking time off from work, and we'll do whatever it takes, but we'd prefer to have more volunteers, so that way we get everything done faster.
And I think it's great to see, particularly the day of, you get to see the girls finding dresses they just love. They get to try them on right there, see what fits and what doesn't. It's not like they have to walk out and say, well, I hope it does. They can actually try it on right there. Now, where exactly in the mall is that going to be?
It's going to be across, well.
Down near the Belk
stand. Down near Belk's.
Okay.
In that section where the mall office is. It's going to be across from the mall office.
Sounds like that's the old arcade there.
Yes,
is what
it is
sounds
the
like.
Old arcade, from what I understand.
You won't be able to miss it, I promise you. You'll see lots of girls here, lots of noise. We usually have dresses out on the mannequins, styling them. We had balloons last year that were given to us, a nice big balloon arch, so girls could really find it. And we'll try and have signs out. We want as many people who can come to come. And it ends up, with that many girls, you need a lot of volunteers. Putting dresses back on the hangers, helping a girl find a dress. Where's my size? Where's that rack?
And, you know, some people may say, well, I just don't have the time for that, or what could I do? I don't really know how to do this. There's no special skill required. You don't even need much time.
You don't have to have a background check?
Well,
if you want to come hang up dresses some evening when there's not a lot of people there and it's quiet and you want to do that, that takes a lot of time, hanging up those dresses, unpacking everything, packing what's, you know, if there's anything left over, even Saturday night, and sometimes Sunday, we're in there till late packing things up to save them for next year.
Sure.
And we have to keep count of how many dresses, so we have to have people to count dresses. We have to have people to sign the girls in as they come in. We have to keep track of how many dresses.
Now, who's
in
charge of all this organization?
Angie.
Angie
she is fabulous. Fabulous.
I didn't go that far, but we get it done.
Well, I've seen you in action there, Angie, and you look like you are wide open, and you have a lot of help down there, and they need a lot of help.
We have lots of help, but we still need more help.
That's right. So if you'd like to help on this project, if you'd like to see girls turn into Cinderellas, hey, this is an excellent place to be. If you remember back to the day when you did your prom and the excitement of getting the perfect dress, this is an excellent opportunity. And plus, you get to see some fabulous dresses.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of fun.
Fabulous dresses. You meet some really nice, grateful girls. And you can tell when they found the right dress, when they have found the one that they think is the best one for them. You can see the way their face lights up. And it's really
and that's what
so
makes
special.
It all worthwhile. Yeah, and we were actually talking about this. Well, we talk about it every year. Every year, there's one girl. Each of us pick. This one girl, we run into the one girl that just, like Dawn said, her face lights up. She cries tears of joy, and you're thinking, if she was the only girl that came in, that would make it worth
it. Worthwhile, yeah.
And you know, so that's what keeps us going every year, is because we see that the girls are appreciative of what, you know, the Cinderella Project does offer in South Carolina Bar Young Lawyers Division.
Absolutely. It's an excellent program. If you have dresses, shoes, hose, handbags, if you are a business and would like to donate some dinners or see about getting some hair done, flowers, nail salons, hey, if any of you out there would like to help out on this phenomenal project, all you have to do is call Angie 942-8815. That's 942-8815. And we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a few more issues. If you got a question, give us a call. 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Ready to race to you. These days.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Stay Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday,
we are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. We are having an excellent time. And what do you've had some calls in?
All the calls have been on big sizes.
On big sizes, that's
every
right.
Every call.
Every call. Does that mean that people have some dresses in the bigger sizes they're willing to donate? No? Okay. Well, we desperately need some bigger sizes, 16 to 22 sizes. If you have any of those that you are not going to be using and you'd be willing to donate, what would you say, Angie, if somebody said, we've got a couple?
Bring them to us.
Hallelujah. We will find them a very grateful girl who will look beautiful in them.
That's right. Now, one of the things we did want to talk about is, of course, where you can drop them off. They don't all have to go to the solicitor's office, although that is one location. Where else can they be dropped off?
Here in Greenwood, it's, of course, the solicitor's office. We're accepting donations there. That's the Park Plaza building. It's across from the CPW downtown Greenwood. Also, Two-Timers Consignment Shop. They're located at 204 C Montague Avenue here in Greenwood. Also in Lawrence, the Lawrence Family YMCA on Anderson Drive, 410 Anderson Drive in Lawrence. And in Abbeville, the Abbeville Sheriff's Office at 21 Old Calhoun Falls Road.
And in 96?
In 96, excuse me. Yeah, we do have a drop-off location in 96. That's 97 Main Street. That's the Welcome Center in 96.
So any of these places would be glad to take these dresses. So get them there. They'd love to have them by March 5th, but that's not absolutely the drop-dead date. But if you could get them in there, they would really appreciate it. There's a lot of work to getting ready for this, isn't there?
A lot of work involved. Just like Dawn was saying earlier, we've got to get the dresses in. We've got to count the ones that we have newly donated dresses. We have to keep count of all of those. We already have count of how many we had from last year. I don't have that number right in front of me. We had hundreds donated last year, almost close to 1,000. So the ones that are newly donated, we have to turn those numbers in. So we need to have people available to count those, hang those, like Dawn said, get the wrinkles out of them.
Coordinate them by size and everything.
Yeah, size, color, the whole bit. And then, of course, we have to clean. Sometimes we have to prepare the area where we're going to be setting up shop,
right,
setting up our boutique, and then later to shut down.
Clean it all up afterwards.
Help us clean up as well.
So if you would have some time on or around March 10th, whether it's a few days before or a couple of days after, they really, really could use your help. If you're a business out there and you'd like to donate some dinners for two, or maybe you're a hairdresser and you'd like to see some fancy hairdos out there, maybe you'd like to do some pedis or manicures for the gals with a nail salon, please give them a call. That's 942-8815. That's 942-8815. You know, this is a program that's been going on for, several years. Just keeps growing more and more right here in Greenwood. Gals come from all over. Yeah. In fact, let's see. The project is also being held in Aiken, Anderson, Columbia, Greenville, and Orangeburg. So you can, of course, get more information at scbar.org/Cinderella. So if you are outside this area, or maybe you're listening to this and you have a daughter or granddaughter down in one of those communities, of course they can go to that. But all across South Carolina, there are different pockets of this. And, you know, that's what I like so much about Greenwood, is that Greenwood is always in the middle of things, aren't they?
Literally, and yes.
Yeah, they are. They are. We're always making sure we're taking care of. So if you've got dresses, they need all dresses. They're not going to turn down a size 8 or a size 10 or a size 6.
Somebody will be able to wear that also.
Right. But they were just saying they're out having a little shortage on those 16 to 22s. So if you have dresses in those any size for this Cinderella project, these are formal dresses, of course, that are needed for the upcoming proms. If you need more information, you can call Angie, 942-8815. If you have some fabulous jewelry that would be great for a prom, like what we've been looking at here today, you can, of course, donate that. Makeup, we talked about unused makeup. All these things that cost money are how they're trying to save the girls money so they can go to their proms, because so many people with only one income, sometimes you just don't have enough money to do this. And this is a real, real help. You're not going to use the dress. You're just going to keep it packaged away. Why not give it to somebody who could really enjoy it?
Right.
It's a good time for some spring cleaning in your closet, ladies.
Absolutely, absolutely. So give Angie a call, 942-8815. This is a project that was started by the South Carolina Bar, the Young Lawyers Division. They now have them all across the country in different states. Not every state, but a lot of states do. But again, here's South Carolina, out here in the front. Places to drop off, of course, the 8th Circuit Solicitor's Office, Abbeville County Sheriff's Office, Two Timers Consignment Shop right here in Greenwood, the Lawrence Family YMCA, and the 96 Welcome Center. If you'd like to volunteer and get in on the excitement and the hysteria, it is kind of hysteria, isn't it?
It is. It's fun.
Right,
but
exactly.
But it is hysteria.
If you'd like to get in on that, just give Angie a call, volunteer, 942-8815. And you also said something about needing hangers.
Heavy-duty hangers. I'm not sure how you would describe them, but they're the ones that you can hang them anyway. I mean, they're the
top twist. Some of these dresses are very ornate and very heavy, and yeah, a normal hanger will not hold them.
Will not support the weight.
Sure. So if you've got some of those heavy hangers that you don't know what you're going to do with, or, you know, maybe if you're sending the dress, send the hanger too. There
Yay.
You go. That would be an excellent idea. Any of the cleaners out there, if you'd like to volunteer to help get some of these dresses cleaned, that would be excellent. You know, last year, what did you, looks like you provided, what, over 100 dresses?
Right, yes.
That was pretty phenomenal. Think how much money was saved. And how many more girls were able to go to the prom because of that?
Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, prom is not a need in your life, but it's something every girl will remember. And
sure,
she should have the opportunity to do that.
And she'll definitely remember it if she can't go because she didn't have the money.
Right.
No girl should be denied that.
Exactly.
We had a girl last year that found out about the project the night before. And she had already decided she wasn't going to the prom.
Mm-hmm.
And when she found out about the project, we had shoes. She got the whole package. She got jewelry, shoes, the whole bit. And she didn't want to be left out.
Absolutely. I think it's terrific. Well, if you would like to be able to go to this, it is on March 10th. The only requirement is that you have some type of high school ID.
Right.
That's it. That's pretty liberal, isn't it?
Yes, if your school doesn't have a high school, go to the office and say, I need something that says I'm enrolled as a student here, and they can print it out.
So, you know, there's no excuse not to be able to go. All you've got to do is make a plan, and that is on March 10th. That is a Saturday.
It is.
At the Greenwood Mall down there near Belk's. So you won't be able to miss it because you'll hear the hysterical cries of happy girls. It's a lot of fun. I've been at it before, and it really is great. Hey, I do want to tell you right now, the price of gold is up. So if you have gold or diamonds or sterling silver, you need to come see us today. $1,787 on gold. Silver is over $35. It has been months since it was over $35. Who knows how long it'll stay there? Come see us today. Silver dollars, sterling silver, any of these items, make sure you come and see us today. Take advantage of it. You could say, well, it may go up more. It may go up more, but it also may fall back. How many times have we seen that, folks? So take advantage of the high price. Gold, $1,787. You know we give you the most value for what you have because we look at it as a piece of jewelry, not just as a piece of gold. Don't be fooled. Come see us right here at Sharp Facets. Number to call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. Well, we have been talking with Angie Castillo-Lana and Don Pudabaugh-Hodges. It's been all about the Cinderella Project. If you know a girl that could definitely benefit from this, make sure you tell her about it. It'll be coming up on March 10th. If you would have some time to volunteer, whether it's putting the dresses out, organizing, any of those type of things, they need volunteers. They need volunteers that day. They need volunteers the next day to take everything down and get it out of there. So while the Young Lawyers group works very hard and Angie works extra hard doing this, she'd love to have some help, wouldn't you, Angie?
We always have lots of help, but we need more help.
As it gets bigger and bigger, you need more.
It gets bigger and bigger every year. So if you have an hour to donate, donate it to us on that Saturday.
Or Friday. Or Thursday.
That's right. Any time that you would have right around there, it would be excellent. So it has been absolutely fabulous to have you all here. Of course, we want to say that any donation is so much appreciated by the people that the young girls that end up getting them. And if you want to get a thank you, just come on by and watch for a little bit, huh, Angie?
Yes. You'll really appreciate it.
So, this is like a Christmas that you just wouldn't believe right there at the mall. Dawn, thanks so much for coming out here today.
Absolutely.
And certainly if anybody would like to get involved in the Community Juvenile Arbitration Program, they should give you a call.
Yes, 864-942-8843.
Okay, call Dawn on that. And, of course, if you would like to help out on the Cinderella Project, hey, give Angie a call, and that number one more time, Angie?
942-8815.
All right, give her a call. This is your favorite radio station right here, WLMA, right here in Greenwood, bringing you all the information that you need, helping people in all aspects of life. So why not stay right here on WLMA, right here in Greenwood? Thanks, y'all, for coming out today.
Yes, thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye, everybody.